Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Moon songs have always been common, especially during the first decades of the 20th century, and some of them have persisted up to the present day.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The years before World War I were filled with songs about the moon. There were ragtime songs, cakewalks, ballads, novelty songs, comic songs, vaudeville songs, and show tunes. The moon was everywhere, providing just enough light for spooning, and sometimes too much. It seems that everybody was singing about the moon. From 1912, the Heidelberg Quintet with Tennessee Moon, and from 1915, Gertrude Lang and Jack Norworth with Go Away, Mr. Moon.
Moon, I've introduced you to my turtle dove. Now, why don't you move along while we are making love?
Don't you linger longer, please come to me.
You know that my love's growing stronger, leave my gal and me. Shine on Dixie, but please stay away from Tennessee.
Roll on, lady Tennessee, roll
on. See how
my heart is pining, just because you're shining. Roll on, don't be hanging around.
Singing in the big magnolia tree. Have an eclipse while I steal a kiss.
Was up and the moon did shine. The stars shone bright, it was the summer time. A boy and a girl in a fleeting way cried out, Mr. Moon, go hide your head away. Oh, Mr. Moon, up in the sky, won't you tell me why, tell why you shine so bright when he and I would rather you would hide your head and let those clouds roll by.
For how can we love and feel and cool when you are watching everything we do?
so bright
when he and I,
when she and I would rather you would hide your head and let those clouds roll by.
The Heidelberg Quintet with Percy Wenrick and Jack Mahoney's Tennessee Moon, and Jack Norworth and Gertrude Lang with Andrew Max, Go Away, Mr. Moon. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Just because the sentimental ballad departed doesn't mean that romance disappeared. The ardor that had been so much a part of 19th century song now thrived mainly in operettas, still a land of lush melody and purple lyrics. At its best, the music carried the words. At its worst, the words drowned a song in bathos. Few of our composers wrote lovelier melodies than Victor Herbert, and in operetta's elevated love stories, the moon provided perfect illumination. From the Red Mill, Andrea Matthews with Moonbeams, and from Babes in Toyland, Matthews again with The Livelier the Moon Will Help You Out.
Oh,
Andrea Matthews with Moonbeams and the Moon Will Help You Out. Aside from being set in mythical European kingdoms or elegant European cities, operettas also promoted and sustained an exotic strain in popular song and equally popular theater. Tropical or desert places that felt foreign and far away, quavering with heat and pulsating with romance. The constant is a burning moon in a black sky. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Under the Mellow Arabian Moon and Nelson Eddy, 'Neath the Southern Moon.
Kindly fortune, tell me if my love shall ever faithful be. Tell me truly if my ever-growing passion is returned or lost, forever lost to me. Southern moon.
The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, with Caspar Nathan and J. Walter Leopold's 1915 Under the Mellow Arabian Moon, and from the 1910 Naughty Marietta, Nelson Eddy with Victor Herbert and Rita Johnson Young's 'Neath the Southern Moon. Despite the formality of operetta, songs were becoming livelier, less declamatory, and more intimate. Percy Wenrick once described how he wrote one of the most famous of these new moon songs. "It was a swell night," he said, "with the moon streaming over the ocean. Somebody asked the orchestra to play a song called Moonlight Bay. I was mistaken. They hadn't requested it. There was no such song. But I got thinking what a swell title it would make." Leon Redbone, Moonlight Bay. Thank you. Leon Redbone with Percy Wenrick and Edward Madden's 1912 Moonlight Bay. During that same decade, American musical comedy came into its own. Operettas were popular for another 10 years or so, but the new musical comedies were fast-paced, tuneful, youthful, and up-to-date. George M. Cohan gave his songs the drive of everyday talk, and in the next generation, Jerome Kern blended rich melody with the new conversational lyric. They wrote musicals, so they told love stories. They wrote love stories during the years before World War I, so they were bound to look to the moon eventually. From Cohan's 1911 score to The Little Millionaire, Jerry Dodge and Betty Ann Grove, Musical Moon, and from Hitchy Coo of 1920, Travis Hudson with Kern and Ann Caldwell's musical spoof, Moon of Love.
That good old musical moon that they sing about in every tune. Never wearing out, painted on the scenery of a musical play. Honeymoon, honeymoon, even got a sunny moon. Musical moon that rhymes with June and spoon and croon. So the leading lady gets the dough. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Folks will tell you that there ain't no show till they bring on that musical moon.
When the shades of twilight fall, where the setting sun turns the west to amber rose, Mr. Moon comes stealing out when the day is done. He likes watching sweethearts, I suppose. Oh, moon of love, high up above, all that you see so well, I'm sure you will not tell what sweethearts do who trust in you. A way up there above, oh, shining moon of love, oh, moon of love.
Oh, what the deuce do you suppose we care to hear the silly stuff you have to spill about the moon?
High up above.
Of course the moon is high above, for everybody saw the guy who hung it up this afternoon.
All that you see.
All the old stuff.
So.
All the old love.
Well.
It's a hard game.
I'm sure you will.
It's a darn shame.
Not.
That is why we.
Tell.
Stick to the equity.
What sweethearts do.
For every lyric writer since the world began is put in overtime and raves about the moon.
Who trust in you?
And when the animals descended from the ark, they sang a song that rhymed with June and June and spoon.
All way up there.
It's a good thing that we can't sing.
But
for we tell
oh,
you
shining
what the
moon.
Tired chorus boys think of the
love.
Betty Ann Grove and Jerry Dodge, Musical Moon, and Travis Hudson, Moon of Love. Back in Tin Pan Alley, things were changing even more dramatically. As elevated romance faded, suggestiveness and sex took its place. Love remained, but it was playful, tempting, and closer to everyday reality. Proper behavior still mattered, but it was okay to cuddle and snuggle and coo. Young fellows were supposed to marry a good girl, but there was time for that. For now, you cuddled, but you also risked your reputation. From 1912, Ian Whitcomb, I'll Sit Right on the Moon.
Honey, listen, honey, something grieves me. Something seems to tell me you've deceived me. But I hope that it's not true, 'cause I love you. Now, honey, listen, honey, my heart's aching. If your love should die, it would be breaking. So I know what I will do, and I'll tell you. If I should ever go to heaven, I'll sit right on the moon and keep my eyes on you. I'll see that you don't flirt, I'll see that you don't hurt another heart so true. And I'll come out most every night so I can throw down the light, and I will see those little things you do. So watch out and do not spoon, for I'll sit right on the moon and keep my eyes on you. And do not spoon, for I'll sit right on the moon and keep my eyes on you.
Ian Whitcomb with Jimmy Monaco's I'll Sit Right on the Moon. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Chaperones had disappeared, and young people had an easier time finding a way to be alone, at night in the dark, with only the moon to light what was going on. The songs were suggestive in startling new ways. Propriety had required respectable women to be passive and demure, but now they were ready to loosen their corsets and find their pleasures in the world. The pursuit of a kiss was on. Here are two of the most famous of these songs, Ruth Etting's Shine on Harvest Moon and Billy Murray, By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Shine on harvest moon. park, seen dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Cast to me, you, sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one begun, dialogue, where would you like to spoon my cue with you underneath the silvery moon?
By the light of the moon,
on the silvery moon. Cast three, you, me, preacher with a solemn looking face. Choir sing, bell ring, preacher says you'll wait forevermore. Act two, all through, every night the same encore.
By the
light of the moon,
on the silvery moon.
From 1908, Ruth Etting with Jack Norworth and Nora Bay's Shine On Harvest Moon. And from 1909, Billy Murray with Gus Edwards and Edward Madden's By the Light of the Silvery Moon. Songs in pursuit of a kiss, songs about spooning, require privacy and eventually a receptive young woman. Times are changing, and it's okay to be alone at night. What might have been a time of danger is now a time for wooing. But first it needs to be dark. Nora Bays and Jack Norworth with their own Turn Off Your Light, Mr. Moon Man.
When the moon is shining yellow and the girl is with her fellow, both are getting nice and mellow in the bright moonlight. If the moon man should discover, sweetheart keeping undercover, can you blame that girl and lover if they say turn off that light? Turn off your light, Mr. Moon Man. Go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that couples want to spoon to his company and free the crowd? When each little lad and lady find a spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want to spoon, listen, Mr. Moon, be a sport and turn off your light.
All the lads and little misses who are fond of hugs and kisses must remember half the bliss is found on any cloudy night. Nighttime is the time for spooning, serenades and lovers crooning, preliminary honeymoon.
behind the sound. Can't you see that couples want a true man? Two is company and three the crowd. When each little lad and lady find the spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want a spoon, let the Mr. Moon be a sport and turn off your light. Turn off your light, Mr. Moon, and go and hide your face behind a cloud. Can't you see that couples want a spoon of you, man? Two is company and three the
crowd. You might as well have a thousand people standing around there up and wing your lady. Land a shady, born a shady place, that place is in a subway.
That's your cue to say good night.
Say it.
Good night.
That's right.
And if they want a spoon,
now listen,
Fraser Moon.
Nora Bays and Jack Norworth, Turn Off Your Light, Mr. Moon Man. In some of these songs, a young man calls for the moonless night, so the dark is even darker. But more often than not, he wants the moon to shine. It illuminates the boy and the girl and sheds light on their spooning. It soon reached the point where even a woman could sing about what was going on. Josie Collins, Just You and I and the Moon, and Ian Whitcomb, Give Me the Moonlight, Give Me the Girl, and Leave the Rest to Me.
Do you know what I'm thinking of, dearie? Can you guess what I want most of all? Of all these bright lights I am weary. I yearn for a calm that is small. I'm longing for something, I wonder. If you ever long for the same, just cuddle up near and lend me your ear, and I'll let you in on the game. Just you and I and the moon, dear, a rare summer's evening in June. Night birds are calling, shadows are falling, I'm falling, shadows are falling.
I never worry if a girl is bashful or if a girl is shy. I never worry if she has that look of don't dare kiss me in her eye. I never worry when I want some lovin'. I know just what to try. You may wonder what I do. There's nothing strange about it. Here is all I ask of you. Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. Give me a babbling brook, give me a shady nook where no one can see. Give me a bench for two where we can bill and coo. And man, she's gonna be. If there's anyone in doubt and they'd like to try me out, give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. There's lots of different ways to win a girlie. I thought I tried them all, but every time I seemed to have them going, I could never make them fall. Until at last I thought the whole thing over, then hit upon a plan. I'll admit it's nothing new. I've told you all about it, and perhaps you'll try it too. Give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. Give me a babbling brook, give me a shady nook where no one can see. Give me a bench for two, or where we can bill and coo. And mine she's gonna be. Give it to me. If there's anyone in doubt and they'd like to try me out, give me the moonlight, yes sir. Give me the girl and leave the rest to me.
From 1913, Josie Collins with Dave Stamper and Gene Buck's Just You and I and the Moon. And from 1917, Ian Whitcomb with Albert Von Tilzer and Lou Brown's Give Me the Moonlight. Even though African-American syncopation had more and more influence on popular music, it was still very difficult for white audiences to accept love songs about blacks. People assumed that they were incapable of those kinds of feelings. But things were beginning to change here, too, in a major way with Shuffle Along in 1921, but also in ragtime songs and cakewalks from the previous decade. The songs lacked passion, but they were love songs that humanized their African-American characters. Ben Sears with Brad Connor with the 1918 Sterling Silver Moon.
I was strolling out one evening, 'neath the sterling silver moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading something like this. Mandy, sweeter than a bushel of candy. Don't you know the summer is dandy for a sterling silver spoon? My pretty Mandy, don't you know the parson is handy? Come and talk it over with Andy 'neath the sterling silver moon. You know the parson is handy. Come and talk it over with Andy 'neath the sterling silver moon.
Ben Sears with Irving Berlin's Sterling Silver Moon. Moon songs are always around, but by the 1920s they were less prevalent than they had been. Maybe that's because songs were increasingly citified and less likely to spoon on a front porch or a meadow lit by moonlight. But Prohibition, with all its sneaking around, gave them a brief reprieve. Burt Williams kept his still hidden out in the country. From the 1919 Ziegfeld Follies, The Moon Shines on the Moonshine.
The mahogany is dusty, all the pipes are very rusty, and the good old-fashioned musty doesn't musty anymore. All the stuff got bum and bummer from the middle of the summer. Now the bar is on the hummer and for rent is on the dough. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery. And how the cobwebs carved in the old machinery. But in the mountaintops, far from the eyes of cops, oh, how the moon shines on the moonshine so merrily. Oh, oh. Our misery doubles. Ain't one thing to use for bubbles or to drive away your troubles. Now the tide has gone and went. Days and nights are getting bleaker. Shivering for an old-time sneaker. Even water's getting weaker. About 0.1%. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery. And how the moaners moan at the lager breweries. So, mister, if you please, don't let nobody sneeze up where the moon shines on the moonshine so stillily, so stillily.
Burt Williams, The Moon Shines on the Moonshine. And during those years before 1920, it shone everywhere else as well. At least that was true in popular songs, as standards changed and young people behaved with greater freedom. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Oh, how I love
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.